"Indeed you shall stay here," said Diana, putting her white hand on my head.
"You shall?"
repeated Mary, in the tone of undemonstrative sincerity which seemed natural to her. "My sisters, you see, have a pleasure in keeping you," said Mr. St. John, "as they would have a pleasure in keeping and cherishing a half-frozen bird some wintry wind might have driven through their casement. I feel more inclination to put you in the way of keeping yourself, and shall endeavour to do so, but observe, my sphere is narrow. I am but the incumbent of a poor country parish. My aid must be of the humblest sort, and if you are inclined to despise the day of small things, seek some more efficient succour than such as I can offer."
"She's already said that she is willing to do anything honest she can do," answered Diana for me. "And you know, St. John, she has no choice of helpers. She's forced to put up with such crusty people as you."
"I will be a dressmaker. I will be a plain workwoman. I will be a servant, a nurse girl, if I can be no better," I answered.
"Right," said Mr. St. John, quite coolly. "If such is your spirit, I promise to aid you, in my own time and way."
He now resumed the book with which he had been occupied before tea. I soon withdrew, for I had talked as much and sat up as long as my present strength would permit. End of side 12.